Recently, there have been quite a few big name creators who have made videos announcing that they are completely quitting YouTube or at least taking a big step back. Some of the most public ones have been MatPat and Tom Scott, but this also includes Maddie Hapuya, Full-Time Filmmaker Channel, DSLR Video Shooter Channel, Polyphonic, and several others, as well as a few creators like Matt Diavella and Ali Abdaal, who have made videos about how they are dramatically simplifying their YouTube businesses. Being a YouTuber seems like it would be an amazing job. And indeed, it is the number one job that young people say they want to have when they grow up. So if this is such a dream job, why are so many YouTubers quitting? Well, first of all, I think it's just important to point out that people are always changing careers. They're always quitting things, always starting new things, and YouTube is no different. In fact, with millions of video creators on the platform, I think it's safe to say that every day, a few, if not hundreds, of YouTubers choose to do something different for one reason or another. But I think what happens is that when a couple or more big names all decide to end their channels or take a big step back in close succession, that people start to notice. Because obviously, if they're big names, they have a lot of subscribers. So there's millions of people who become aware of the fact that multiple YouTubers are quitting, and that causes them to start asking, why are so many YouTubers quitting? In fact, when I was doing research for this video, I found dozens of Reddit threads with people asking this exact same question and having discussions about it. I found dozens of articles talking about why so many YouTubers are quitting. But like I said, YouTubers are always quitting. Sometimes it just gets a little bit more limelight than other times. But I think this is still an issue worth talking about, especially if you are a YouTuber yourself or you're thinking about starting a channel. Seeing these big creators quit their channels might have you having second thoughts about whether or not this is really a good decision. Is YouTube all it's really cracked up to be? Is it really a good career choice? Why would these people be quitting if it was really as great as it seems? I've identified six main reasons why YouTubers have been quitting recently. So let's talk about each of those, as well as why those are or aren't reasons for you to pursue YouTube or not. We became entrepreneurs because, more than anything, we want freedom. We want to be in control of our own schedule, income, and life. But unfortunately, that isn't always the reality of being a business owner. I'm Gillian Perkins, and I'm on a mission to take back entrepreneurship for what it's supposed to be. In every episode, I'll share with you how to get the most out of every hour you work so that you can work less and earn more. Let's get to it. The first reason why big YouTubers quit is because, well, YouTube is work. And by the time you have built an extremely successful channel, by the time you have millions of subscribers, you get millions of views on every video that you create, and this has been happening for 5 to 10 years, well, at that point, you've probably made as much money as you ever need to make in your life. Honestly, you probably don't need to work another day in your life as long as you have been spending and saving even reasonably responsibly. And so I think it's really reasonable that YouTubers might choose to quit because, like I said, YouTube is work. And after doing YouTube for 10 plus years, like a lot of the creators who have quit recently have done, of course, they might be somewhat tired of it. They might be ready to move on to the next thing or just ready for a break. And that leads me to reason number two, which is that some of these creators have let YouTube really take over their lives. They might have let YouTube as a platform take over their life. Maybe they're addicted to social media or addicted to the feedback that they get from the viewers. They might have let their business take over their lives or the video making process take over their lives. This was something that MatPat talked in his quitting YouTube video. He shared that he was working so much and he was tired of working so much, and that for 10 plus years, it's been the main thing that he's had to think about and work on. For 10 plus years, he's been working late nights. He feels like he can't play a video game and actually enjoy it because he's always thinking about whether it could be a video or not. He shares that it's the main thing he talks to his wife about, and it's what they talk about at dinner every night. And That honestly sounds quite exhausting. And I don't blame anyone for taking a step back from YouTube or any other job that is taking over their life like that. And that's why I am such a big proponent of prioritizing work-life balance. I mean, with my own business, I strive to work no more than 25 hours per week at the most. And that's for my entire business. YouTube, I spend only about 5 hours a week on. The third reason why these YouTubers have quit is because of just how long they've been doing it. A lot of them have lost their passion. Again, super understandable. The nature of building a brand, building an audience, building a YouTube channel is that you have to stay focused on one topic. And while most of us are extremely passionate about whatever topic we choose to make our channels around when we first start our channels, I think it's so understandable that after 5 or 10 years of talking about that topic and making hundreds, if not thousands, of videos on that topic, that a creator would be ready to move on. Reason number four why some of these creators have quit, I don't think is one of the main reasons, but it definitely contributes to it. And that is that their channels might not be as profitable as they used to be. Now, that's not because the money still isn't in YouTube. There's still a lot of money in YouTube, and creators can still make great livings here. And I'm going to talk more about that a little bit later. But as a channel gets bigger and bigger, it often gets less profitable. There are at least two different reasons for this. One is something that Jimmy, Mr. Beast, has talked about. I heard him talking about this recently in an interview where he was talking about relaunching his chocolate brand and why he had chosen to sell his own products. And he said that with the amount of views that he gets on his videos, it's very difficult to find sponsors who are able to put up that kind of investment. And so he's a very limited pool of businesses who could potentially sponsor his videos because they have to be the right fit for his target audience and also have a marketing budget that is big enough to be able to make that kind of investment. And that totally makes sense. And so that would be the case for any really big channel. So that's one reason why these big channels aren't as profitable as they used to be. But the other reason is because the bigger a channel gets, typically the higher its expenses get. Most of the time, these people have taken on rather large teams of people, sometimes a dozen or more people who are working for them, and those expenses can really add up. The fifth reason that a lot of YouTubers quit when their channels get really big is because their channel, their work, their job changes in ways that they don't like. So specifically, I was talking about how Jimmy was relaunching his chocolate brand. And this is a move, well, not relaunching a chocolate brand, but launching products is a move that a lot of channels end up making when their channels get bigger because, as I mentioned, it's harder to find sponsors and you can make more money selling your own products. And sometimes it creates more stability as well. Also, sometimes the creators are already thinking about their exit strategy, and so they want to build a business that will be able to continue to make money after they stop making videos, perhaps because they've lost their passion because they've been doing it for so long. But the problem is that a lot of creators, a lot of YouTubers, got into the YouTube game because they loved making videos. And they are creative people, they're artists, and that's what they really want to do. And when they find themselves running a business and selling products and marketing, they realize that's not what they're passionate about at all, and they are not enjoying the process of running their channel anymore. And that directly relates to the sixth reason why some of these creators quit, which is that they wanted to make videos, not manage a team. As the business grows, the team grows, as I was talking about before. But most of the time, these people who are the creative sort, they actually really like working alone. Or if they do like working with people, they still don't want to manage people. I know this is something that Matt Diavella and Ali Abdaal talked about in their videos, as well as an interview that Matt did with Ali, where they talked about how, as they wanted to create more and better videos, they thought, if I have more help, I can do that. And so they hired people to help them write scripts, to help them edit their videos, to help them post on social media and do all the related things. And Matt talked about how he ended up feeling stressed out and overwhelmed and anxiety ridden because of managing the team. He wasn't enjoying the work as much as he used to, and he was liking his videos less than he ever had. And Ollie said that, well, he didn't find it terribly stressful to be managing the team. He did feel like it was really taking away from his ability to make videos. He hired people because he thought that if he outsourced all the different parts of the process except literally talking to the camera, surely they could make way more videos, but he found it was exactly the opposite. He had to spend so much time managing people and he was enjoying the process less, and so they ended up making fewer videos than they had previously, all while his expenses, of course, were going up. And I've experienced this myself as well. As helpful as it can be to have a great video editor, and that really can be a huge time saver, a lot of the creative work of making a video actually happens in the edit. Yes, some of it happens when you plan the video, and some of it happens when you're actually filming the video, but a lot happens in the edit. And so most of the time, your video can only ever be as good as your editor is. And it can be really hard to find a good enough editor who can do your videos justice and make them as good as they need to be to succeed on YouTube. And when I tried outsourcing other parts of the process, like writing scripts for the videos or help with filming, I found that overall, it just made the process a lot more complicated and it actually made the quality go down. Even if in a technical sense, some of the shots might have been more beautiful or something like that, overall, I didn't feel like the videos flowed together as well and I certainly didn't enjoy the process nearly as much. Now, that's not to say that this can't be done, that you can't make videos with a production crew. I mean, obviously that is how movies are made, but I mean, think about the size of the budgets for a movie, right? They can be very expensive. And at the very least, making videos that way with a team is quite a different ball game than the ball game of creating videos all on your own, just talking to a camera or just filming the videos yourself, which is the game that most people started YouTube to play. Make good money making fun videos? I know, sounds too good to be true. But 4 years ago, I started my own channel. And in less than 6 months, my husband and I quit our day jobs, sold our house, traveled to Europe for 2 months, and then came back and bought a new house. And that was all financed by, you guessed it, my YouTube channel. I know this sounds crazy, but I also know I'm not the only one. There are literally millions of people supporting themselves from YouTube. And they do it by making videos about every topic you could possibly think of. Cooking, cleaning, art, makeup, career advice, real estate, cats, books, and even just reacting to other YouTube videos. If you want to learn more about how this works and how you can get a piece of the action, then check out my free on-demand workshop called 3 Secrets to Reach 1,000 Subscribers and Get Your Channel Monetized in Just 3 Months. Because that's the truth. If you know how the platform works, you don't have to wait years for your channel to grow. You can start getting views from day one, be making money in as little as 3 months, and be on your way to making a living as a creator before you know it. Sign up now for this free on-demand YouTube training by heading to gillianperkins.com/YouTube training. Again, that's gillianperkins.com/YouTube training. And of course, you can find that link in the show notes as well. I can't wait to teach you how to start your own successful YouTube channel and start earning a living as a creator. So considering all of these quite valid reasons why many YouTubers choose to eventually quit the platform, is YouTube still a good choice? Is it still a good platform for building your brand? Is it still a good place to post videos? Is it still fun? Is it still profitable? Well, first of all, I think it's important to acknowledge that yes, YouTube has changed, but that's nothing new. YouTube has been a platform that has evolved quite a lot and quite continuously ever since it was first created back in 2005. I mean, did you know that when it was first created, YouTube was actually a weird dating site where you could like watch videos of people and then hook up? Yeah, it was really weird. And that changed really quickly. After just a few months, they ditched that idea. They're like, this is not working. And they went on to build the first version of YouTube as we know it today. But it was really different. I mean, not only did it look different, but just the way the algorithm worked, I mean, there wasn't an algorithm at all. And it has grown so much and changed so much. We used to have like that star rating system. You used to be able to leave video responses on videos you watched. And now we've got, you know, the thumbs up. We've got the community section. There's YouTube Premium, which was previously YouTube Red. So much has changed. And as things have changed, YouTube has repeatedly been under fire. I mean, people never like change, but I think they're especially vocal about it these days in this very public forum where we all have our own voice and we're all making videos about our opinions about stuff. So YouTubers are a quite vocal crowd. So every time YouTube makes changes, of course, they're always trying to improve things, but people always give them a really hard time. And I'm not saying YouTube is always right, not by a long shot. YouTube has made plenty of really bad decisions, but most of the time they do come around after they get feedback from the businesses that are advertising on them and the creators that are posting videos and the people who are watching those videos. And it's a collaborative evolution of a process. But my point in saying all of this is that the reason why YouTubers are quitting today is not because YouTube has changed. YouTube is always changing. That's nothing new. What hasn't changed is the fact that YouTube is the best place to post videos on the internet. If you look at a graph of YouTube's users and YouTube's views over the years, you can see that it has just continuously gone up and up and up, and it is not stopping. YouTube is the biggest video sharing platform in the world, and it's one of the very biggest social platforms, period. And it's not dying, it's continually growing. All that to say is if you want to create video content on the internet, YouTube is the place to be, especially if you want to create long-form video content. Because yes, TikTok is huge and you can get a ton of views on TikTok, but especially if you want to build a business or if you love the art of making a long-form video, I mean, YouTube is the place to be. But that doesn't change the fact that some of these creators in their videos about why they're stepping back from YouTube or quitting entirely say that YouTube has changed or the internet has changed or the internet's not like it used to be. But this is something that, again, is nothing new. People always tend to reminisce about the good old days. And the fact is that, like I said, most of these creators have been running their channels for over 10 years. And so it's not surprising that they might miss the way things used to be. That's not to say that they're worse today, but it is different. And it will continue to be different. And so especially if they have some of these other factors that are contributing to why they might want to step back, like they don't have good work-life balance, and maybe they've lost the passion for what their topic is on their channel, and they've made so much money that they never need to work again, well, then if YouTube is different than how it used to be, that might not be as comfortable for them, and that might be the final straw. But the real question that I want to answer in this video is YouTube a good place for you to build your brand? When you see these big creators quitting, that could cause you to question your choice to build your brand on YouTube. Maybe you are thinking about starting a channel, but this gives you pause. Or maybe, I'd say this is perhaps the most likely situation, maybe you started a channel, you've been working on it for a few months or even a year or two, but it's not growing as fast as you would like it to. And so now that you see these bigger creators stepping back, you think, maybe they're stepping back because YouTube is dying. In fact, I even saw a couple of news articles that talked about something like this, like, all the creators are leaving YouTube. YouTube is dying. But like I said earlier on, the fact is that YouTubers are always quitting. People just pay attention when a couple big name YouTubers quit close together, or especially if a whole handful of bigger channels happen to quit close together. But of course, that's going to happen from time to time, right? People are always quitting, and sometimes there will be a few bigger channels that quit all at the same time. But that doesn't mean that YouTube is dying. That doesn't mean that everyone's leaving. There is a ton of visibility to be had on YouTube. And if you want to create videos, like I said, YouTube is really the place to be. And there are brand new channels that are blowing up all the time, literally every day. And that's in part due to the fact that YouTube is continually acquiring new users. It's in part due to the fact that viewers' tastes are always changing. It's in part due to the fact that creators are always quitting, making room for new people. And it is perhaps in whole due to people's insatiable desire for new video content. But I also do want to point out that YouTube is a competitive place. There are literally millions, I believe over 100 million creators on the platform. But most of these channels, more than 50% of these channels, have less than 100 subscribers. They haven't posted very many videos, they're not posting consistently, and they're really hardly competition at all. They're basically just noise that you need to stand out from, but not really competition. And then we see another huge percentage, about 30% or so, who, yes, have more than 100 subscribers, but they don't even have 1,000 subscribers. They're not monetized. They may or may not be publishing regularly. And so these people are competition, but they're easy competition. It's only about 17% of channels that actually get monetized. They get more than 1,000 subscribers, and they are publishing on a regular basis. And so that is really the competition that's out there. And yes, that is still a lot of channels. It's still millions of channels. But compared to the number of, say, websites that are out there, it's actually practically nothing. And it's relatively easy to rank your videos on YouTube if you know what you're doing. If you haven't already watched my YouTube Strategy Masterclass, then that is a great place to start to learn the basics and just get your head around this whole how to work with the YouTube algorithm thing so that you can get your videos ranking quickly, you can get your channel growing quickly, you can get to 1,000 subscribers, that really coveted milestone, get your channel monetized, all in less than 3 months. If you haven't already watched the class, you can do so for free at creatorfasttrack.com/workshop-registration. Or you can just go to creatorfasttrack.com. And if you just scroll down a tiny bit, you'll see the link to register for the free class right there. Like I said, it's just a really good starting place and it's completely free. And finally, I just want to emphasize how important it is to be clear on what you really want your YouTube career to end up looking like. Like I said, a few of the reasons why YouTubers sometimes end up quitting is because their channel kind of gets away from them. It ends up taking up their whole life, or it turns into a big team and managing a lot of people, or it turns into running a business and selling products. And if you don't want those things, if you just want to make videos, I have really good news for you. And that is that you 100% can do that. But I think it's super important to be clear on that from the beginning and clear on that as you continue to make videos and really lean into and enjoy the process of making videos if that is what you want to do. But also, that's not the only way to do it. Maybe you have a business. For example, maybe you have a skincare brand and you want to use YouTube to market your products. That's okay. You don't have to lean into the video creation process. You absolutely can use YouTube as a platform to market your business by creating, say, skincare videos. You could have your team create the videos. They could be posted on your channel. They can rank in search, and it can provide a ton of great visibility for your brand and attract a ton of customers for you without you having to become a full-time video creator. So again, I just think it's super important to be clear on exactly what you want out of YouTube, what parts of the process you enjoy, what you don't enjoy, what you want to outsource, and you know what your goals for your channel are. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Work Less, Earn More. Now, here's what I want you to do next. Take a screenshot of this episode you're listening to right now and share it out on your Instagram stories. And when you do, make sure you tag me at Gillian Z. Perkins so I can see you're listening. Sharing on stories is going to help more people find this podcast so they too can learn how to build their business in a way that allows them to work less and earn more. And if you really love the show, head over to Apple Podcasts right now and leave Work Less, Earn More a review to give it a boost and help even more people find it. Okay, let's wrap this up. I'm Gillian Perkins, and until next week, stay focused and take action.